Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chauncey Incarnato is an interesting story. A neurological trauma intensive care nurse at Northwestern. This is National Nurses Day, and we're telling you about nurses today. Hey, Chauncey, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. You didn't start out being a nurse, though, did you?
No, I didn't. It was a kind of a long, interesting road to it. But no, definitely didn't start out that way.
What did it start out as? I know the answer to some of these questions, but I think for some people who want to be nurses, go be nurses. It's going to pay well. There's a tremendous need. We love and need and appreciate our nurses. And if you're not a person who imagines, I always wanted to be a nurse, allow that thought, because listen to this guy's journey. Chauncey, what were you doing before you were a nurse?
Just doing a lot of different things. You know, I got out of college about 2010. It was a couple years after kind of the crash of 08. Economy was still not great. Graduated with an undergraduate degree in sociology, case management. You know, it's a degree that maybe in a better economy, you might be able to get something off the bat, but where things were at that point, it was considered more of a degree that needed a master's complement to kind of, you know, get, you know, good positions. So I moved out to Chicago and initially started off as a personal trainer with Bally Total Fitness. They were bought out by LA Fitness. So then they laid some folks off. I ended up working as a bellman for days in hotel after that. Census got low at the hotel, laid off again. And then I started working, actually, the bar scene. I worked different jobs there, helping out the bar. Eventually settled on working security staff for some bars.
You were a college football player, right, once upon a time?
I played Division I football for 5 years. I was down South Bend in Notre Dame. So that's, you know, having kind of a sports football athletic background, you know, especially like at a high level at Notre Dame, it's kind of what led me into personal training initially. It's how I got into that kind of first gig when I moved to Chicago, because it was kind of back with my training background.
But I got to ask you about that. You know, one of the statistics that we found, Chauncey, is that the percentage of nurses who are men is only 9%. And we all guessed that it was going to be more like 25% or so. And I wonder, there you are, big college Division I jock playing football, going into nursing. Was there a little stigma in your mind about being a quote-unquote nurse?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd say plenty of it. You know, I think when I first kind of looked at the lay of the land going that route, I definitely had a lot of hesitations and feeling like if kind of who I was, you know, being a guy, big guy, you know, I'm about 6'6". Back then I was still about 280 pounds. You know, my background, I was wondering if I was going to kind of be a fish out of water with it and
maybe
not really fit in too well.
Yeah, well, I don't know many 6'6", 280-pound football-playing nurses. And, yeah, we got to get over that word because it's many things, and we just happen to call it a nurse. And men and women, I presume, can be equally adept at it. What do you do now? What is your job like, Chauncey? What do you do as a nurse?
So I work in the neurological spinal trauma ICU at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, downtown right off Michigan Avenue. So it's a critical care unit. You're usually taking care of one to two patients at a time who are critically ill. It's the highest level of what they call acuity, or, you know, more layman's terms, it's the sickest patients in the hospital or in that unit. And I spend most of my day trying to, you know, get those folks better, keep them from sustaining further sickness or injury or damage, and then try to get well enough to move on to some of the other units, you know, where they're a little more stable and require mm-hmm. a little less care and intervention.
You know, since you have such a personal relationship with people who are so ill, is that hard to do? Does it require a certain kind of person to go into that world every day?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think, you know, there's several characteristics of someone I think that will benefit them in the environment. I mean, first off, I think you have to have a, you know, a very, very high level of empathy and ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes when you're going in that environment. And I think especially the longer you do it, you know, you go in and it's like any other job, any other environment. You do it long enough, you get used to it. Whatever that environment is to you, when you're in it for a long enough period of time, you normalize it. So you might go in every day and it's just, you know, it's another day of all the things you do, the routine things you do, the care you give. But yeah. for each individual person that you're taking care of, it's often the worst day they've ever had. You know, it's one of the worst days of their life. They've something has occurred and they've now found themselves injured, sick, hurt, and sitting in an ICU bed, kind of, you know, with all kinds of possibilities of how's this going to work out. So I think having, you know, a very high level of empathy and ability to kind of put yourself in the patient's shoes is important. And then also just having a certain level of, definitely got to have a level of resilience.
Yeah.
The job will take a toll. It's yeah. hard. And, you know, no matter how long I do it, every time something doesn't work out the way you want it to, I don't ever know if I completely take it as well as I'd like. So,
well, you know, you were describing how this is a bad day for that person. And I'm glad you said that and remember that. But I also suppose it's an opportunity for you to be a great bright light for these people too, right? That in their darkest or hardest moments, I don't mean to overdramatize it, but there is this great nurse, there is this wonderful doctor. Probably a nurse is going to have a lot more contact time with the person than the doctor. You really have a unique opportunity to be an extraordinary person for these people, don't you?
You do. And that's what you try to be. You know, you're never going to be able to be everything you'd like to be for someone in that moment. Obviously, you know, their family, their friends, the people that are close to them, you know, you encourage them to be as much a part of the care as they can be to help them. But, you know, you do want to try and be as much as you can for that person.
Yeah.
And try to get through and hopefully get them to a point where they can kind of look back at that moment as, you know, a bad moment, but one that led to, you know, a future of better ones.
You are a graduate of Oak Point University, formerly mm-hmm. known as Resurrection University. This is National mm-hmm. Nurses Day, and Oak Point University is the badass nurse place. Boy, I'll tell you what, a 6'6", 280-pound football-playing nurse is a badass nurse. And I know they're talking about the attitude. I suppose they are saying that nurses get it done. They're not going to put up with gruff. They aren't going to let the world get them down. I presume that's what that's all about, huh, Chauncey?
Oh, absolutely. No, it is. Nurses are some of the toughest people you come across.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, I think it's, you know, people are maybe not as familiar with the field or often surprised to kind of see that when you meet people within the nursing field, they're some of the toughest, most resilient folks you deal with. I mean, you're going into an environment every day where you're kind of faced with, you know, a lot of unfortunate, you know, death and destruction at times. And if you don't have a certain level of armor on you to handle that, not only is it going to affect you personally, but it's, you know, ultimately going to really hinder your ability to do the job that you're there to do. You know, you go into a room, you got someone that has whatever problems going on.
Yeah.
Your job is to try and fix them, and whatever you need to do to get that done, whatever you need to do to get the best outcome for your patient is what you're going to do, and to an extent, you're going to stand between the patient and anyone else that is going to try to hinder that goal. You know, you're going to kind of try to be, in a way, like a gatekeeper, a guardian for them, you know?
Chauncey Incarnato is a neurological trauma intensive care nurse at Northwestern. Aren't you glad there's people like him out there? And a nurse alum at Oak Point University, the place that's turning out all these badass nurses. Chauncey, it's nice to meet you. I'll let you get back to your day and maybe your job, but thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for shining a light on it today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.